On Sports, Part 5, The Purpose of Sports. If you can be found rooting for a specific sports team, you're missing the whole point of the exercise, and you're probably a bad person. Unless you're watching a local youth league, sitting on the bleachers, cheering for your children, or your friend's children, then perhaps you understand the purpose of sports, and you might be a decent person. But cheering in any other direction, as an adult, is a little bit creepy. Unless it's something like professional wrestling, where it isn't even real. If you've ever rooted for The Undertaker, or Jake the Snake Roberts, or whomever, I don't know what to tell you. You're deranged, but you're probably harmless. For those who get behind a specific collegiate or professional sports team, though, if you're a Blackhawks fan, or a Patriots fan, or a Tar Heels fan, 49ers, Knicks, Steelers, Huskies, Cowboys, Packers, whatever, there's something to worry about here. Even when it's baseball, the only talent-based sport with an applicant pool large enough to know the most talented are drafted, rooting for the Red Sox, or Rangers, or Cubs, or Cardinals, there's still something to worry about. Aligning with a bunch of men you don't know and will never meet and booing everyone who opposes those men is fucking weird. If you're inclined to behave in that way, to become that kind of a groupie, then you're also at risk of joining cults, or fraternities, the polysyllabic version of a cult. The only real difference is the inductees have a sense of hopefulness rather than hopelessness. Once upon a time, ridiculous old tribal alignments like this probably enhanced one's odds of survival, but now it's just some psychological relic that idiots consign to public identity when it should be relegated to anthropological research. This isn't a difficult concept to understand. Just think honestly about what it is you're rooting for when your well-being is affected by the outcome of a football game. Not one player on your favorite team lived in that team's town prior to his contract, and they'll all be leaving that town as soon as their contracts are up. 3 years from now, your favorite player will probably be playing against your favorite team. And players aside, the staff surrounding that team changes almost daily. So what is it that you're aligning with? It can't be the people, on or off the field. All of them are just there for now, for the money. They don't care about the team or the city any more than they care about you. If you picked an NFL player at random and told him that every touchdown he was responsible for would result in one of his fans having a stroke, do you think he'd try any less hard to score touchdowns? Of course not. You're really kidding yourself if you think any one of these athletes cares about you at all. This is a one-way relationship. You only care about them. Your favorite player would give you a stroke if it meant he could get one more touchdown in a meaningless preseason game. If you think otherwise, you're seriously delusional. If you want to cheer on someone that matters, go watch Little League. Those kids are members of your community, and they thrive on your support. It changes their lives in positive ways. That's Tommy and Lorraine's son on third base. That I can root for. The same can be said about high school, because that's still your community. But when it comes to collegiate and professional sports, where the athletes aren't even from the state, let alone the community, and half the time they aren't even from the country, it's hard for me to get behind them, to cheer on these anonymous foreigners wearing familiar uniforms. This person is from California, this one is from Finland, a Floridian, a Canadian, New Jersey, Trinidad, Spain, Senegal, France, Jamaica. Alright, let's get them all suited up in UConn soccer jerseys. Go you Huskies! I lived in Storrs, Connecticut for 4 years, home of the Huskies. I did my damnedest to avoid all sports while I was there, but I did end up going to a few soccer games, only because I liked a girl who liked soccer. And what I noticed from my 6 periods spent on the bleachers was that for the sport to be entertaining, you had to be rooting for someone, and against their opponents, and rooting really hard. There would be no enjoyment at all without that kind of alliance. It's not the sport itself that excites, it's the taking of sides. But if we're being honest, it doesn't actually matter whose side you take, which team you root for. The guy from Finland could have just as easily been recruited by the other team, but for no real reason, he ended up wearing a UConn jersey, so the local fans now cheer hard and boo his opponents. This sort of arbitrary rallying is what creates all of the excitement in sports, and that's what's troubling. Because what do you think racism is? You're ferociously aligning with something that has no consequence to your life outside of your ability to cheer and boo. That's exactly what racists do, except instead of the Lakers or Raiders or Yankees, it's blacks, it's whites, it's Jews. Just because you're aligning with a sports team rather than a race or ethnicity, that doesn't make it any less weird and gross. It's just a culturally acceptable surrogate for your creepy, arbitrary prejudices. And this sort of fraternity mentality likens you a little bit too much to the ants that steal your honey smacks. Shortly after birth, these ants fiercely align themselves with a specific colony and violently oppose the ants of all other colonies. The next colony downwind might be identical to their own, their genetics, numbers, behaviors, whatever. It's all the same, but they're the enemy. It's as though the ants are trying to imitate the men, women, and children who sit on rows of bleachers cheering and booing at UConn soccer games. And obviously the ants are idiots for behaving in this way, sort of road raging through the colonial life. It wouldn't hurt the species as a whole if they were a little bit more hospitable to their own. But the only reason you can recognize that is because you are smarter than they are. You know who isn't smarter than ants? Adults who root for specific sports teams, and then complain about Mexicans taking their jobs, or Jews taking their money, or blacks taking their wallets. Go you Huskies!
CourtneyJensen.com